The year 2012 saw more Freedom of Information Act requests than at any time in the law's history. The Administrative Conference of the United States says about 650,000 requests came in, and it cost the federal government at least $23 million in litigation costs, and it considers that a cost-conservative estimate. And in a new set of recommendations, the conference says agencies should consider alternative dispute resolution strategies to help cut those costs and also work more closely with the federal government's FOIA ombudsman, the Office of Government Information Services. Gavin Baker is an open government analyst at the Center for Effective Government. He wrote about the recommendations in the center's blog, The Fine Print. And he joins us now. Hi, Gavin. Thanks very much for coming on.
Hi, Jared. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, for our listeners for whom OGIS isn't exactly a household acronym yet, let's talk a little bit about what that office is exactly in the first place. They've only been around since 2007, and they've got a couple missions with respect to FOIA, right?
That's right, Jared. Congress created the office back in 2007. It actually got staffed up and operating in 2009, so they've been around just about 5 years now. And the office was created to be an ombudsman for the FOIA system, and especially to help people who make FOIA requests. And a big part of that is to bring our alternative dispute resolution strategies to the FOIA system with the aim to make it easier for people to make FOIA requests, be more transparent, make sure that agencies are following the law, and hopefully prevent problems from growing into lawsuits that can result in costly litigation.
That point about making sure agencies are following the law, is there any actual teeth behind that? What can they do to compel agencies to follow FOIA?
Well, the office, it's essentially moral suasion and publicity. The office has the ability to write an advisory opinion, which is non-binding, as part of the mediation and facilitation that they can do to assist FOIA requesters. I should point out that mediation is itself non-binding. So they can provide the table and sit down with the requester and an agency and try to talk things out. But at the end of the day, it's ultimately up to the agency to decide whether they want to accept the solution that the requester is suggesting. The other half of what OGIS does relates to reviewing agency compliance and reporting to Congress and the President and publicly on what they find. And that's a newer part of what the office is doing. They are in the process now of staffing up to do more on the review side of things. But I think that that's also an important part of the teeth that exist in the 2007 law, where OGIS can essentially, you know, call balls and strikes if they think that there are problems.
The point both you and the administrative conference seem to be making is that agency FOIA officers and agencies themselves need to take OGIS seriously. Is it your sense that they have been more or less ignored as an office up until this point?
Well, you know, OGIS has been very busy in the 5 years that they've been in existence, but they haven't been around for long, and it's taken a little while for them to get their name out, for agencies to build OGIS into their FOIA processes and to get comfortable working with the office. So I would say increasingly, you know, agencies are more and more working with OGIS and taking the office seriously when OGIS comes calling. But it's taken a little while to get up to speed and to get to that point.
What does that ombudsman function actually entail when OGIS gets involved in a case? I mean, do they become the advocate for the requester, or are they more of a disinterested third party? How, if they take a greater role in these cases, what would that be?
Yeah, well, as an ombudsman, OGIS is essentially supposed to be an advocate for the system to make sure that agencies are operating fairly, are following the law, and are operating under a, you know, spirit of cooperation and being helpful. So they don't necessarily go into a case thinking, how can I help the requester? How can I get the requester what they want? But they do go in and say, you know, do we think that this process has been fair? Has the agency been communicating effectively? And what can we do to try to address the dissatisfaction that a requester has, maybe not necessarily to give them exactly what they want, but you know, can we find something that will help bridge that gap or explain part of the agency's decision?
The other piece of the Administrative Conference's recommendations was that agencies make more use, as I said in the intro, of alternative dispute resolution, so disputes don't end up in court, which is obviously more costly. Have agencies, as far as you can tell, done much of that up until this point? Is there anybody who is actually doing it?
Well, the 2007 law, in addition to creating OGIS, also created these positions called FOIA public liaisons inside each agency, and actually that builds on a Bush administration executive order. And the FOIA public liaisons are sort of supposed to be the lead problem solver for FOIA in each agency. They're kind of the army that can work with OGIS. You know, OGIS is a small office. They specialize in ADR and dispute resolution, and then they kind of have their allies out in the field in each of these agencies who can assist with addressing any problems that come up, answering questions that requesters may have. And I mean allies only in the sense that they both are tasked with resolving disputes and answering questions and making sure that the system works fairly. So each of these agencies now does have a FOIA public liaison, and you know, there's been a lot of variation in what we're seeing from the different agencies in terms of how they're using these public liaisons. But some of them are doing quite a bit to, you know, make the public liaisons available to requesters who have questions or have concerns, and then to try to make sure that the public liaisons are available and are working through the office within the agency to address any of those problems that may be coming up.
On a related note, you mentioned the issue of variability between agencies. Since you follow FOIA so closely, let me ask you about another matter there. The administration has been talking over the past few months about an effort to bring more uniformity and standardize agencies' FOIA regulations, the way they actually implement the law. Have you seen any movement on that issue?
That's right. Late last year, the administration announced that they were going to begin working on a common FOIA regulation. As it is now, each agency has their own FOIA regulation that explains how they implement the law, which means that there's about 100 FOIA regulations out there now. So whenever there is a change in the law, each of those agencies has to issue new regulations in order to make sure that they remain up to date. And that there's been a real issue with that since the 2007 law, which made a lot of significant changes. You know, dozens of agencies still have yet to update their regulation. So the thought was that having a common regulation would allow there to be a more uniform, consistent approach, and when there need to be changes, then hopefully you only need to change it once instead of changing it 100 times. So since issuing that commitment late last year, the administration has started to meet. You know, I know that they have met with some folks in the FOIA community, as well as agency FOIA staff, and there is a process underway to develop a common regulation.
But as of now, still a work in progress, basically.
That's right.
Gavin Baker is an open government analyst at the Center for Effective Government. You can read his IBM Center blog post and hear this entire conversation at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.